Medicare beneficiaries are beginning to sign up for their drug discount cards under the new prescription drug law. These cards are temporary, intended to tide patients over until broader coverage starts in 2006. But the cards are proving to be confusing. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
At the Department of Health and Human Services yesterday, Medicare official Joe Geiser tried to guide a senior through the department's website. It's intended to help Medicare beneficiaries sort through the 73 separate discount cards approved so far.
So the Toprol, you take two a day?
Oh, no, one.
Just one a day?
Only a half.
Only a half?
A half of a pill.
Okay.
It was a scene being repeated in countless senior centers and at congressional town hall meetings around the country. As seniors with and without drug coverage try to figure out if the cards make sense for them, and if so, which one to choose. But even for those beneficiaries who are internet savvy, the choices can be overwhelming. After Geisler punched in the names of the six drugs his client takes, here's some of what he got back.
A mail order's run a 90-day. That's a three-month supply.
Okay.
So to compare the prices, multiply the 30-day by three to get your 90-day. Yep. And not all of them have mail order. So, and then this will tell how many pharmacies are in your area. How far would you like to go from your zip code to look for a pharmacy? You want to keep it within a mile? We do have other choices. There's a range here.
HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson said the department has gone out of its way to help consumers sort through their options, both on the Medicare.gov website and by tripling the number of operators on duty around the clock at its toll-free call centers.
There is no other decision in health care where the consumer is given this much information to compare and to be able to make an informed choice.
But deciding whether getting a card makes sense requires answers to a long list of questions. Do you take brand name or generic drugs? Do you want to buy through the mail or at your local pharmacy? Do you already have drug coverage? How good is it? Many consumer advocates say sorting it all out is basically impossible. Robert Hayes is president of the New York-based Medicare Rights Center.
There's no way the most sophisticated of consumer can fight his or her way through all of the complex information that these cards require to be processed to make an informed decision.
One group everyone agrees can benefit are the estimated 7 million Medicare beneficiaries with low incomes, under about $12,500 a year for individuals and $17,000 for couples. They're eligible for a $600 subsidy this year and another $600 next year. But critics say that for most other people, the cards probably aren't worth the effort or the annual enrollment fee of up to $30. California Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman had his staff compare discounts advertised on the Medicare website last week with prices more widely available.
These drug discount cards are promising discounts. They say up to 25%, but most of these discounts are illusory.
One problem is that many drug card sponsors say Medicare officials posted prices that are wrong. They're higher than what the cards intend to offer. Sponsors can lower prices next week or raise them. Beneficiaries, though, are locked into their choice for the rest of the year. While the glitches are being worked out, Medicare officials are advising seniors to hold off signing up for a card and window shop for at least a couple of weeks. The discounts start June 1st. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.